Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, and we go immediately to the weather in California and throughout the West. Heat wave. Jeff, the heat wave descending on you now in Los Angeles. Is it going to get worse? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I probably need to stand in front of the John Batchelor Show weather map here to explain it all. But really, the bottom line is it's warm and it's getting warmer, and we know by next week it's going to be downright hot. Right now, we've been talking about the 80s here along the coastal regions of Southern California. It's projected to get up into the high 90s or even 100 in the L.A. area as the week moves on. And then when you get out into the desert in places like Palm Springs, it's going to go from about 114 up to 120 or more. I mean, 120 degrees. We know that Palm Springs is hot in the summer, but that is mind-blowing.
We go to the desert, to Las Vegas, where you acquaint me with a team called the Golden Knights, ice hockey team. Jeff, they're playing ice hockey now? They're playing for the championship? Who is Las Vegas playing?
Las Vegas Golden Knights are playing the Montreal Canadiens, really probably the most storied and oldest, one of the oldest franchises in the NHL. They're playing in the Stanley Cup semifinals. The other semifinals are New York Islanders and the Tampa Bay Lightning. But this is a big deal because you have one of the newest franchises against one of the oldest, a lot of tradition, all the glitz of Vegas, all the history of Montreal. It was funny today. I heard somebody say the Canadians Golden Knights showdown is a contrast in the two cities. On one hand, you've got a mafia run cesspool of vice and corruption. And on the other hand, you've got Las Vegas. So you can see where that's going down.
Jeff, not only is that funny, but the whole idea to me, you just told me it's going to be 120 degrees, right? And they're playing ice hockey. Now, that means that the reason people go to an ice hockey game is because it's so hot outside? Is that how it happens?
That's certainly an incentive. The T-Mobile Arena there in Vegas, which is a fantastic facility, absolutely one of the best facilities to see concerts or hockey games or anything else. It's just so well run. It's immaculate. It's big. And it has all the amenities that you can imagine for the high rollers in Vegas. So it is a place where a lot of high rollers hang out. But, yeah, that ice there in the middle of Vegas, in the middle of summer, in the middle of 120-degree heat, that doesn't hurt either.
We wish the Golden Knights best. The game starts soon enough against the Montreal Canadiens. We go to another contest that's going on in California. This is recall. This is confusing, Jeff. The San Diego Republican Party asked the media to leave, the San Diego Union Tribune, to leave for an event that involved Republican gubernatorial candidates. Now, I understand it's a blue state. It is recall. Why would you ask the media in town to leave?
That is a head-scratcher for sure. The San Diego Union Tribune, which is the paper of record in San Diego, and it's connected to the LA Times, it's very well-respected in California. They were just going to cover it like any other type of big news event. Unfortunately, the Republican Party has said, you cannot just have unrestricted use of photos and quotes from the event. We want to sign off on everything. And as any, self-respecting newspaper or journalism outlet would say, forget that. I mean, this is a free press. So rather than try to do it with those restrictions or even put up with it, they said no thanks. So in the long run, I think this really hurts Caitlyn Jenner, who's hosting it. It's hosting the county political party. It's hurting California's Republican Party even more. I think it was a real dumb move on their part.
Is recall a big story now, Jeff? There's still not a date, although you told me it's expensive. But is recall getting headlines?
Recall continues to get headlines. I will say that the headlines seem to have moved from, hey, we're going to have this recall. We're going to make it happen. We're really excited about it, too. Maybe this wasn't that great of an idea, or we've got other things to worry about, or hey, why don't we enjoy summer and getting out of the COVID lockdown now? Really, it has faded into the background somewhat. Yes, it still gets played up by the political reporters. And yes, you know, the Newsom and Democratic machine are still pushing negative stories out about the cost and the, you know, the number of resources, the manpower, people power it's going to take. But really, it's lost a lot of the fervor that it had before.
The drought. There are many ways to characterize this drought, but Jeff leads me to the elk. 300 elk. What does this say about, where are these elk, Jeff, and why are they involved in the drought?
We have this place north of San Francisco called Point Reyes, or Tomales Point there. It's a big national park seashore type area. And on that reserve is a species of elk called the Tule elk. They're quite majestic. They're large. They have a very, you know, limited kind of diet. But they also count on the water holes there to exist. And unfortunately, because the drought is hitting that part of California first and hardest, that water is drying up. So there was a real fear that those elk, who are very important not only to the ecosystem, but also just to the state in general, what they're going to do is they're going to truck in water to keep those elk alive. And it's a herd of about 300 elk, but they are a costly proposition, whether it's a drought or not, because they always have to make sure they're fed. They're looked after by state vets. They're quite a group of animals, probably akin to, in some ways, like the buffalo in Yellowstone. The people up in that part of California really have to take a lot of pride in them.
I'm looking at a Tule elk right now. That's a big animal. All elk are big. This is a big one. Huge, huge horns, huge rack of horns. So there's a herd here, and people go to see the herd, but it's in danger of being parched. So they're going to... Have they done this before? Do we know? I mean, to truck water to elks, this is going to be a big enterprise.
I don't know if they've trucked them to the East Tule elk in particular up at Tomales, but they have trucked water to other animals throughout the states in other drought situations. And, of course, when there's been livestock and horses out in the hinterlands, they've looked after them. But I think what we're looking at now is a real signal. This is one of those canaries in a coal mine of how bad the drought is right now. And how bad we think it's going to get, because if this is what's hitting up there, only can imagine what it's going to look like a year from now or 2 years from now if this drought continues and only gets worse, which everybody thinks it will.
The drought. We go to Oroville. Oroville Dam is where I learned about Oroville, because it was threatening to tear itself apart a couple of years ago. But now Oroville Dam is not in any danger whatsoever. Jeff, is there any water left in the Oroville Reservoir?
It seems like there's very little left. It almost looks like the last bit of the water draining out of a bathtub. That Oroville watershed area is pretty massive, and it is able to take on a lot of boaters and recreational enthusiasts and such. And right now it's really getting so low that they're having to remove not only the boats, but also move docks and move lines that run through there. It's going to be a very tough summer for the people in there and those areas. Well, not just a tough summer, but a couple seasons. And so it's not only going to hurt that area and the state in terms of tourism money and all the money that flows out from there and tax money, but also in terms of the worries about fire. That's probably the biggest thing that everybody's worried about. You know, obviously everybody has to have their water to drink, but on the other hand, they're worried if things get too dry, we're looking at a tinderbox ready to go.
And according to the report you've given me, Jeff, this is the lowest level ever in the reservoir. It's the lowest level ever. So this is not an ordinary drought. It's hitting the whole of the West. It's not just Northern California. And I believe it's coming your way, but I can't be sure. Certainly the heat wave is coming your way. What about power? What has PG&E said? What has Los Angeles said?
They're ramping up for what is going to be a very high demand period, especially during the summer, where they're probably going to be looking at some sort of power outages. And they're talking about everything from brownouts to rolling brownouts, rolling blackouts. They had previous problems in other years, or they had problems in previous years, and they think they've answered some of those issues that they were dealing with. But, you know, they still have antiquated power transmission lines. They still have a number of facilities that haven't been upgraded yet. So they're really concerned. And then, you know, as things get hotter, the draw on these resources is much greater. And there's a real worry they may not be able to cope with it.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. The pandemic is still with us. However, June 15th is important when we come back. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.